The fact that our Mishnah says that such a takana by Yisoymin is Sharmu Gedolim, even though they're older children already, they're adults that could take care of themselves, still, if a person comes to collect money from them, they can't get more than Zaburius. And we ain't Sirch Lemmy, you don't have to tell me that Katana, even by Katanim. And Bein Leshvua, Bein Lezaburius. Both for the Lachu, whenever you go to collect from Yisoymin, you always first have to swear to them that you did not receive any money. And secondly, when you do go to take the karka, you could only take from the Simon's worst, from the Zaburius, and not more. Then the Mishnah said, "Ein nefroyim menechasim mishubadim b'makim sheish b'nei chermin." Well, let's say the life is alive. You lend Reuven, lend Shimon $1,000. Now Reuven goes down to Shimon to collect his money. So it depends. The locker is that you have a right to get the Beinonis, the middle type of karka that Shimon has. Now let's say Shimon sold his Beinonis to somebody else, and he only has a very bad karka left. That the Mishnah says, you can't get the Beinonim that was already sold to somebody else as long as Shimon has some B'nai Chorin. B'nai Chorin means he has property that he still owns. Even though it's the worst of the worst, so what? As long as the Loiv himself has property, when the Malva goes to collect the money, he has to go to the Loiv and take what the Loiv has. That he gets Beinonis is only if the Loiv has two types, a worse and a Beinoni, then he collects the Beinoni. Or else, let's say the Loiv has sold both of his fields. He sold the Beinoni and the Zaburius. Then when you go to collect, you can collect from the Beinonim. But in the case when the Loiv has sold his Beinoni, but he still has the Zaburius, that's the law, you can't collect from Mishabodim, from sold Karka, first you have to take B'nai Chorin, what he himself owns right now. Boy Rav Achtavoy, Barami, he has a question like this. B'matona heich, B'matona, what's going to be the law of the Loiva did not sell his Beninus, but he gave it away for present? Again, you lent Shimon $1,000. At that time, Shimon had a Beninim Karka and a Zaburius Karka. And later on, Shimon gave his Beninim Karka for present. He gave it for a Matana. So what's the halacha? Takantu diavad rabbonim mishum sedad lakuchas. Did that the rabbonim say you can't collect from lakuchas? You have to take from the Chorin first. Is that a svar? Because we don't want lakuchas to lose out. Avu Matana. The lekab sedad lakuchas. But if you only received it for present, if we take it away from you, you're not losing out anything. Because you didn't pay any money for it. So therefore, maybe here the Rabbanim did not make any takana. So therefore, behold, if this Loiva that has the Beninus gave it away for present to somebody else, even though the Loiva still has some Zaburius on hand, maybe then the Malva has a right to collect from the Mishabodim. He has a right to collect this Matana that was given away. Or Dilma maybe know, Matana Nami, by a present also to say Svara. What's the Svara by a Matana, by a present? Like, why does a person give away a karka for present? It has to be ilav yistle hanominei. If not from the fact that this person did some pleasure to you, like gave you some enjoyment, lo yoyev le matana, you will not give him back karka. Like, you don't stop go give away your property for nothing. It must be if you're giving him property, it must be that he did something very nicely to you, and now you have to like repay him. So this is the way that you're repaying him, by giving him this present. So therefore, the Hilkach keeps stated Lakukas Dami. Therefore, the Svar, the Rabbanu, do not want this person to lose out on the present. Like it's called he's losing out something. Because for sure that person did something very nice to you, and that you deserve to pay him back for it. So now if the din is that when the Malva comes to collect the money, he can collect it away from this person that received the Matana. So this person is losing out, like he did you a big favor, and now the repayment that he got for it, you take it away from him. So that should be a svari, even though the karka was given away from Matana, still you can't collect it. So that's the shayla. What's the halacha? So where says Toshima coming here? Oh, no. Omalei makshisha bread the Rav Chizda Ravashi. So makshisha, the son of Rav Chizda, said to Ravashi, Toshima coming here, the halacha is like this. Shchiv meira shoma. A shchiv meira, a person that's dying. Before he died, said, "Tenu masayim zuz leploini. Give $200 to Reuven. The gimel meis leploini. Give $300 to Shimon. The dalad meis leploini. Give $400 away to Levi." That's what the shchiv meira said. Say Neumann, we do not say, Kol HaKoyim B'Shtar Zocho. Whichever had the shtar first has the right to collect it. We don't say that. Rashi says, Savor Zocho, we don't say that whoever he gave it Savor first to, he could collect it first. Litam, Shlo Yitlo Achroinim Elamashashar Rishon. That we don't say. Even what Leomar Achrov Lepasinsta, when the man, the Shchimra, did not say, and after you go the other one, so we say what he meant to say is all equally. Just he can't speak out two words in one shot. So what he meant to do was really give 200 him, 300 him, 400 him. He didn't mean to say that you get first, you just say you get third. We don't know which way he meant. He meant to say you're all equal. Just a guy can't talk all in one shot. So therefore he said two first, then three, then four. But it could be that four deserves to get it just as much as the 200 deserve to get it. All right, turn over. So therefore, what's the halacha? So therefore, the halacha is we don't say whichever one sets first, he gets it first, but rather whoever takes it gets it. The fikach, therefore, yotzolav shtar chayiv. And let's say there's a shtar chayiv now that says what? That you owe me money. Goyve mikulam. Halacha is, this shtar chayiv has a right to collect from any one of these two people. Because we don't say that if he gave to one, then the second, then the third. If it would have been a gift to one first, so the pshat is that one gets it first. And the other carcass left over, that's the carcass that's meshubah to the malva. Then when he gives away the second one, the third carcass left over. So then the halacha would be is the malva could only collect from the third carcass. We don't say that. As if it's given all away equally, so therefore the malva that has a right to collect his money back to go to any one of these. Is goyve mikula. Abu, but what's going to be in moment if the shchimra would say like this? Tenu masayim zuz leplayni. Give $200 to my friend Ruvain. The achrav, and then after him leplayni, then give $300 to Shimon. The achrav, and then after that leplayni give to Yehuda. Then we do say the shchimra meant bedavka. Oimrim kol akaydim ishtar zocha. Whichever one he said first, he has the right to get it first. Lefikach, therefore, if later on Yotzol Oshtachoyv, later on after they gave away these presents, now a Barchoyv comes, the Malva comes and says, listen, I lent this person $1,000, I have a right to collect my money. The Locher is Goyvim and Achroim. He only has a right to come to the last one first, because the first two, they received the present first. Ein Loi, if what the third one received is not enough to pay back for this Choyv, then Goyvim and Shlofonov. Then you have a right to collect from the second one what he received. Ein loy, if even what the third and two received is not enough to pay back for your loan, then goyve mishlofnei ponov. Then you have a right to collect even from the first one. Now in such a case, the afagav, even though the karma beninus, even though the first one received his money from beninus type of fields, ubasra, and the last one received it from zaburius, still we say, when the Baal Chayv goes to collect his money now, Mizabur Yizgavi, he only has the right to collect it from the third one, from the worst property, but Mibeninis Lagavi, he does not have the right to collect from the first one that received the Beninis. Since when the Shchimara gave away his present to the first one receives it, period. If the Baal Chayv will come now, he could only collect from what the Shchimara has on hand. That's only the last property. Therefore, it could only collect from the Zaburius. So from here you see clearly, Shemamina, the clear proof here, that the Matono Nami over Rabbono Tekanto. Because all the Shchimara is doing is giving away presents. So you see, when the Shchimara first gave away the Beninis karka to son for somebody, then later the Malva comes to collect his money, he can't get that Matono that was given away. He has to take the Zaburius. So you see clearly, even in the case when you give it away only for present, still when the Baal Chayv comes and collects, he cannot take away that present. He could only take still the Bnei Chayrin, only the property the Leiva has on hand, and not the property that he gave away for present. So Gemara says, no, could be there's no proof here. I'll tell you, Hocha b'mayaskin, know what we're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskin on the Baal Chayv. We're talking about over here, not that the Shchimra said, I'm giving it for present to you and a present to you and a present to you, but he meant to say is, I owe these people money. I lend money from them. So So I'm telling you, give him 200, give him 300, give him 400. So then it's very good. When he gave the first one, his beninis, it wasn't a present. He gave it to him b'chayvay. So then that's avad of Sharna Mishnah. That whenever you're collecting something for a chayv, you can't go straight to the mishabodim or was sold to somebody else, but you have to take what he has on hand first. So Gemara, yes, no, it's not true. But your tnukomer, we're talking about now, the Shchimra is just saying giving it. Mashma is only a present now. And the Gemara, what he meant to say is tnu b'chayvi, that the Shchimra meant to say, listen, I owe these people money, so pay, give back to him for my chayv 200, and give back to him 300, and him 400. So therefore, there's no proof to our question, what's going to be by a present? For the Gemara, if so, that's the pshat that he's saying, give it back for my chayv, for lech se shtora deman kodim. And so these three people must probably have shtoras. So let's see to which person he borrowed the money first, and they should have a right to collect first. So Gemara says, the lech shtora, no, they have no shtar. So we don't know which one has the right to collect first. For the Gemara, by the Lushan, the Brisa says, V'hokol ha-kodim b'shtar koma. It says, whoever has the shtar, they get it first. Mashma, they do have shtaris. Gemara says, no, b'shtar piktator. It just means the shtar, Rashi says, savor, just means on the will. We look now what the Shchimra now is writing up. Not that these Balchoivas have shtaris from before, but the Shchimra right now is writing down his will. And he's saying, listen, I owe these people money, pay him back 200, him 300, him 400 for my chayv. So the kitzur is the clear case of a bal chayv, and therefore there's no proof to a present. The boy is saying, another territory is no. Afilo matana nam, he was talking about a matana also. Buloi kash, there's no steer over here then. I tell you, my goyvim in achron, you know what it means to say, you collect from less, what it means, a nifsat ela achron. The only one to lose out is only going to be the last one. Because even if you're taken away from the last one, so that even if you want to take it away from the first one then goes and takes it away from the last one. So the one that's going to end up with nothing is only the last one. But it could really be by a matana. We don't have this takana. And you have the right to take it away from the makaba matana. Just when you take it away from the first one that's received the matana, he goes back to the next one and takes it away from him. So the only one that's going to remain without anything is the last one. The boy said, another teretz is, the shav yukulu ladodi. He spoke out clearly that they were all equal. He made them all at the exact same time. So therefore, there's no proof. You know, it could be that if you give away your bainus for a present is different. Then the Baal Chayv has the right to go straight to the one that took the bainus. Here that we say he can't collect, but the shavi, he gave all three of them equal karka. In other words, neither of them has bainus zeburius. They're all Beninim. Therefore, since they're all equal here, that's why you go after the last one. But it could be if the Beninim was given to the first one, then since it's only a present, then we don't have the Tekon of the Mishnah. Then the Baal Chayv maybe could go straight to that Mekabel Matana, take away his Beninis, even before he takes away the Zeburius from the Leiv. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Moitzin L'Achilas Peris. Then when you go to pay back for eating of the Peris, you can't collect from a Shabbatim. So the more my time, what's the reason? So he said again, the case was when Reuven stole property of Shimon. He stole karka. And then Reuven was a wise guy. He sold it to Levi. He sold the property to Levi. Now Levi went and seeded it, and the papers grew. And then we found out that Reuven was a goslin. So he took the karka away from this person that bought it now, and gave it back to the original person. So now he has to collect the papers from the goslin. So when the goslin pays back for the peris, he only pays back from money that he has on hand, and not from a shibodim. So the question is, my time, why not? Since the goslin owes him the money for the peris, and later the goslin sold his property, why can't this person that bought the field collect from a shibodim? So Amul Ula says, Amul Rashlokish, Amul Rashlokish, Nefishayng Suvin. It's not written down. This chiyah to pay back the peris is not written down anywhere. Therefore, it's like a milvah ba'peh, you don't collect from a shtar. Omalei Reb Abba le'ulah, so that's back to Ula. V'mizmozon isha, that the wife collects her fee, a mizonis, the abonis, that's what the daughters, when the father dies, the children, the bonis, collect the mizonis from the kids, the command iksiva domi, that's like it's written down in iksuba. Uktani asil, it's written, we can't take out from the shemodim. So that can't be the reason since it's not written down. Omlei said back to them, Hosam over there, I'll tell you, Mikara Hochi Yiskin. That's the way it's written over there. That Ksubin, Ksubin ain't Eitzel b'nei Chorin, we ain't Ksubin ain't Eitzel b'shabadim. I'll tell you, no, that's not Mosin and Isha and the Bonas collect, even though true it's like written down in the Ksuba, but that's the way it was written down at the beginning. That's the first Takana they could only collect from b'nei Chorin and not from b'shabadim. But it still could be the Pshatwai from Peirush, you don't collect from b'shabadim, because there's no Shtar, it's not written down. And the Chaynam Rabbasi Yom Rabbi Yechon Lefi Shein Ksuv, because it's not written down in the Shtar. That's why you can't collect the Peres more than Bnei Chorin. Oh, Malay Rabbi Zeyla Rabbasi, no, V'mozen Isha V'yavonis, the commanding Ksivadami, that that you have to pay back, the wife, after the husband dies, has a right to collect the Mezonis from the kids. And the bonus, it's as if it's written down. Oktani in the Mishnah also says on here at Akona, Ein Moitziyin. Amalais, he said back the same thing we said before. I'll tell you, Mikara Ochi Yiskin, that was at the corner over here. That Ksuvanein, it's the Tanai Ksuba, that when the husband dies, he has to feed his wife, gets fed, and the daughters, it's like it was written down, that Hein Eitzel B'nei Chorin, they only have a right to collect from the children what they have, V'yein Ksuvan Eitzel B'nei Meshabadim, but it's not written down from Meshabadim. So that could be one reason why they don't collect, because it's not written. Rabbi Chanina, well, another reason. The Fishen Ksuvim. Because we don't have an exact amount. We don't know how much Paris is going to be involved. It could be a million, a lot of million. So it's too much to vary. We can't let you collect it from a Shabbatim. He bought Rabbi Chanina Ksuvim, Ksuvim, Bo. Rabbi Chanina, you need two things. It has to be written down and an exact amount. A Dilma Ksuvim, Alpha P, Shane Ksuvim. All right, this we'll go into tomorrow. We'll stop here. Just the last Gemara again, the bottom was that the Gemara said, the Shaila was, the Mishnah says that Ein Moitziyin L'Achilas Peris, that you don't collect for the Peris from Mushabodim. Again, that was the case when the Gazlin sold the karka to somebody else. And this person that bought it off the Gazlin, he planted the field, and fruit started to grow. And then they caught the field that it was stolen. So it was taken away from this person that bought it, and it was given back to the original owner. So halacha is now that the gazlin now has to pay him for the peiros, for the peiros that were on the field. So when he goes to collect the peiros from the gazlin, he cannot collect from fields that the gazlin sold already, but only from the property the gazlin himself has. So the question was why? So it came out that Chanina said because it's not ksuvim. We don't know how much money the peiros are worth. It's not exact, that's kosuv. We don't know the exact amount. So where the last shaila was, Iboilu, you have a question like this. Le Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Chanina, Kitsuvin uksuvin boy, to see hold you need two things. It has to be, we know the exact amount of it, and it also has to be written down. Mashenkin, I do, maybe not.